There's a lot to do in Olsburg, Kansas. The Lions Club, 4-H, Girl and Boy Scouts, Future Farmers of America, American Legion, Community Pride, and the Senior Citizens Group. That's not counting church and school organizations. Not bad for a town with 214 residents. Olsburg functions on volunteerism. Even the town's two gas pumps across from the general store were built after a long volunteer effort. Morning Edition's final, Prairie Diary, describes one of Olsburg's most popular traditions, the Monday lunch.
My name is Evelyn Jones. On Mondays, there is no restaurant open in Olsburg. And several years ago, the senior citizens were looking for a way to make some money, so they decided to start providing Monday lunches. Later, other organizations and churches began taking turns for a month at a time at the American Legion building. The morning will be busy getting everything ready to start serving at 11:30 a.m. Usually two or three come early, and about 10 to 11, other helpers will begin arriving.
I'm Mary Roselle.
I'm Lorene Catt.
I'm Bea Erickson.
I'm Darlene Larson. For today's lunch, we're having salmon loaf or meatloaf, cream potatoes with peas, homemade rolls, and then there is pie.
Two pies. I brought a chocolate and a butterscotch.
I made fresh apricot and fresh cherry.
I made coconut macaroon and a cherry cheesecake.
And a peanut butter pie. And then we always have ice cream if they want ice cream on top of them, and a lot of people do. The men usually do.
I'm Bea Erickson, and I'm peeling about 14 big tomatoes. Do you like tomatoes? Do you like them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot growing around here.
We just got through making six batches of salmon loaf. And if we smell a little bit fishy, but we're cleaning up.
It is now 11:30 and people are starting to come in for lunch. And you will see a lot of farmers come in and older retired people. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. The men will a lot of times set one table. The women will set another table because they're visiting with their friends. Just like this couple that just came in, one went to set with the men, the other went to set with the women.
Meatloaf or salmon loaf?
Well, why do you have two different things when I like them both?
We'll give you a little bit of each.
Oh, that'll work.
A lot of the men are working farmers, and so we get big servings.
What kind of pie?
I want that peach.
This is apricot.
Do you like apricot?
You bet.
Let me carry it up there.
I'm Lorene Catt. You know, back when we were kids, we used to go to town on Wednesday and Saturday nights. That was just something that we did. And now we get together on these Monday lunches. I guess it's the closeness that we really feel we need and want.
My name is Laura Burnett. I'm the pastor at the United Methodist Church here in Olsburg and also in Westmoreland. This town is so visible in what they do, like this Monday lunch program. This time, when you see so many small towns folding up and churches close up and go and the towns just kind of deteriorate, it seems like that they have a real group here that's very interested in not seeing that happen.
My name is Peggy Johnson. I'm chairman of the Olsburg Community Pride. We help benefit the community in different projects we do.
You have to get involved to keep things continuing. I mean, a lot of people think that Olsburg's going to be gone. It's just going to be complete retirement community. And my hopes are for it to continue. Just have it be a community that people can drive through and say, oh, this is such a cute town. And it's getting there.
Oh, let's see. My name is Ross Olson. I am grandson of Mary Roselle. I graduated K-State, and I was an engineer in Little Rock for a year. Got tired of it. Too fast. Too much. It's kind of the elite of Arkansas. I never did meet very many friends except the people I worked with. Olsburg, you can go up, talk to anybody. Why did I come back? I guess the easiest answer is family. Family's getting older and love my grandparents very much and just feels better to be here.
Oh, I'm Lorene Catt. People that live in the bigger cities think there's nothing out here. If you tell them you're from Kansas, why, they say, well, how's Dorothy, you know? And how many tornadoes have you had lately? And we just laugh and says, you know, we're such and such an age old and we've never seen a tornado yet. It's the same world. We're concerned about current events, and we have young people that are over in Iraq. We're not just, you know, in our own little cocoon.
Would you like a glass of tea?
Thank you.
Good. I liked the entire dinner today.
Oh, I thought the meatloaf and the salmon was excellent.
You see any skinny people around these tables? I don't think so.
I'm Mary Roselle, one of the ladies working in the kitchen. It is now 1:30. Lunch is over, and they said we served 50 people today. We really don't have very much food left, and we're completely out of pie. My legs are tired. At our age, you don't do a lot of standing anymore. Every one of us will be pretty pooped. I have been awake since 3:30. Oh, I know what I'm going to do the rest of the day. I belong to a quilting club. That's another one of our community projects, so I'll probably work on that. After eating a big meal, we'll have, you know, just a snack because we ate too much for lunch. Chances are it'll be bacon and tomato sandwiches for dinner, so yeah. I don't have to cook again.
Photographs and recipes from the Olsberg Luncheon and previous diaries in the series are at npr.org. The Prairie Diaries were produced by Maeve McGoran and Eva Grant. They were based on the Day in My Community project, which was organized by the Kansas Association for Family and Community Education and the Kansas State Historical Society. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.